Barrier one for Billy the Kid.
$4 into 360.
Horse one, favourite, winning Rupert, undefeated. Okay, so Bjorn Baker, Jeff Lloyd. This
and now new
crucial
favorite
tab,
fixed odds number
crucial.
13 from within.
Hot favourite, $1.60, unbeaten, continues to spank his rivals.
$3.20 out to $3.80.
Oh, relief.
Righto. So that brings you up today.
Barrier
the
6.
Guineas draw
suddenly,
is
winning
about
Rupert
to,
is $1.35.
And we'll bring that to you
horse
at
7.
The end of our
Mr. Marcou, Ben Curry, Blake Shin.
10:30 this morning. Stand by for that. All right, Andrew.
Barrier 18.
It's been jam-packed. Plenty of sports and racing covered
horse
there, mate.
Horse 19. Oh, Alter call. Mick Price.
Good on you, mate. You keep well.
Barrier 7.
Andrew Giorgio there from tab.com.au. After the news break, our preview for Nowra Racing.
Horse 8. You're listening Flying to Jess, John Maloney, Ty England. You happy with Mike for that? Barrier 5.
Thanks to Coolmore Australia, home of champions.
Yeah. Custom is 2% of winnings to the guy that drew the barrier. Horse 2. Horse 2. Global Glamour. Francesca et al. In this horse. Second up.
10:04. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting.
Oh.
Sydney to Hobart
20.
Winning skipper Anthony
Francesca
Bell
is giving you daggers.
This week after
I can see it through the sunglasses, mate. 20 for Global
partner,
Glamour.
Former getaway presenter
horse 3.
Landry.
Crack me
it
up. Liam Birchley, Damien Brown.
After Bell led Supermaxi, Perpetual Loyal, to a record
15
win in the Sydney
crack
to
me
Hobart.
Up.
Police are investigating the stabbing of a 35-year-old man on the Central Coast
11,
last
far
night.
Away town, Matthew
former
Smith,
NRL player
Kieran
Chad
McAvoy.
Robinson will be farewelled at a funeral today in Westmead.
Barrier 19.
And temperatures are soaring as a heat wave hits New South Wales and Queensland. The mercury will hit the
mid-high 17, first emergency pipeline.
In both states.
Gerald Ryan,
Burke
Damien Lane.
New South Wales will hit 43 degrees
Barrier
today.
12.
While Birdsville
12,
in the west of Queensland will top 44.
Horse 20,
in
Volpino,
sports, cricket
Les
Australia
Kelly.
Have pulled Steve O'Keefe from the Big Bash League to focus
fourth
on the upcoming tour
from
of
11.
India. Wanderers youngster Jonathan Asprow is set to take on a senior role in Western Sydney's defence over
horse
the next
13.
Month, starting with
rare
the
occurrence.
Local derby on
Stuart
Saturday.
Kendrick.
Aussie John Millman has been forced to withdraw from next week's Australian
Barrier
Open
16
due to injury,
for rare
which means
occurrence.
Now
Barrier
drop out
16,
of the
last
top 100.
Winner.
The Perth Wildcats
horse
have
10.
Pulled off a 72
Candica,
to 68, come from
Stephen
behind
O'Day,
over the Brisbane
Paul
Bulls
Hammersley,
last night.
Barrier
and
13.
Houston has drawn barrier 21 for the $2 million Magic Millions
horse
Classic.
Horse 15.
Other notables
Hart,
are
skip the beat, Liam Birchley, Glenn Collis.
Invincible star in barrier 16.
Barrier 17.
In barrier 7 and
barrier
Medinity
17.
Jump from the inside draw.
For the
this is
on
Sports Radio, your
Philly.
Racing and sports
horse
leader.
Horse 6. Avitson, Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott, Josh Parr.
Greyhound Racing from Wentworth Park.
They caught
Barrier
us out of ice by five. Notorious one taking a stack of ground off him, but it's
horse
too
five. Dan Rennie, Hayes, Hayes, Dabinick, Mark Zara.
Then the final on January 21.
Barrier 3 for Dan Rennie, Jenny
McAlpine,
Happy.
Saturday morning, get the
horse 12,
on Racing HQ from 10
River Racer, Les Ross, Lobby Fred,
all the Knights Racing.
Barrier 4.
Sky Sports Radio.
Bing Lee for a limited
horse 9.
Time.
X-Dean backing up from the weekend.
Get it delivered free.
Picket Fence next to X-Dean's name, Kurt Goldman, Brett Nabdallah. Barrier 10.
Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Horse 14. Pietro Lani, Tony Gollan, Jimmy Byrne.
Taraka graduates were unrelenting in their success last season.
21. Spending to win for Peter and Paul Snowden. Fifth emergency. Barrier 14. Barrier 14.
On offer. See you from January 30 to February 5.
Four. Lucky last.
Taraka 2017. New Zealand Bloodstock. Where winning begins.
Well,
Sky Sports in theory. Radio is powered up Monday to Friday mornings.
So Daniel
BSB
and Ian
Extra
will continue to sweat in their suits.
All the summer sports.
Make sure all is correct.
BSB approved. Extra, Monday to Friday mornings from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Mike, just while they're doing that, just another mention. The Pierros are going through when?
Tomorrow. We've got a written tycoon on Thursday, if you want. Fighting Sun on a Sunday. Dawn Approach also tomorrow. Lot 49, Lot 169, Lot 303. They're all available.
Are you here in a dual capacity as a seller and a buyer, or just a seller?
I will be trying not to buy anything. I was speaking to some of the guys who are in the syndicate, and they were like, well, don't forget to keep bumping the price up until we get to where we want to. I was like, yeah, but what happens if I come home with it? I don't think that'll go down too well. It's all right, 12 grand on a jump horse, but if you've ended up with a Piera 200 and whatever, it'd be a bit depressing.
You ended up with Monbeg Dude accidentally and it proved very successful.
Yeah, it's probably the best drunken thing I've ever done. Yeah, so I think we're
Daniel and Ian, all good? That is the barrier draw for the three-year-old guineas. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming today to the Gold Coast. Zara, thank you for being here. Mike, well drawn. I hope you enjoy the week of the Magic Millions. Good luck on Saturday, $10 million race day. Have a great week. Bye for now. Back to Bernie.
All right, and where's the rail?
We had a trainer go on it this morning, and he agreed that it was a soft stick. So that's
thanks, Gavin. Well, that concludes the barrier draw for the two- and three-year-old races this weekend. Monday, how did that change in the market? Houston drawing barrier 21.
Well, Bernie, the big news out of the draw for the barrier draw and the two-year-old Magic means we have a new favourite from within back into favourite at tab.com.au into $3.60. That was a $4 chance before the draw. Hutzner, who was 3.30, is now out to 3.80. We've got Medina, he was 8 into 7.50. Ours to keep 10 into $8.50. And then that Goodfellow next in the betting there. Sorry, Invincible Star drifted slightly out to 8.50. Goodfellow next pick at 16. In the three-year-old Magic Millions, Winning Rupert stayed at $1.60. Global Grammar 4.80. And we've got X-Team, the only other runner, under, well, $20 or close to it, $11. Those markets now open at tap.com.au.
All right, that's the markets. Mundy, one more time. What price did you give Ours to keep?
Ours to keep, Bernie, is an $8.50 chance in from 10.
All right, that's beautiful, draw. Did you enjoy the morning? Gallop up the beach?
Yeah, I did. Okay, a bit of a run, Bernie, so I'll probably walk home now, the 5Ks, and I'm an athlete.
Your knock-up. All right, that concludes the barrier draw here this morning at the beautiful surface paradise. We look forward to joining you from the party tonight.
Oh, Bernie, man, none do it better than you, I can tell you that, and you've got the right man alongside you as well. So, gee, that was interesting to say the least. Royal connections of Hoots and Billy by I Am Invincible, who has been devastating in her only two starts, and she's run time. She'll have to start from the extreme outside gate. She got 21, but obviously she will come in with the scratching. So that is bearing in mind that the four emergency, should they not get a start as anticipated, those drawn outside will come in. So that's the key point there. But as things currently stand, ours to keep barrier 4. So Goodfellas come up with 14 and come into 10 with the scratchings. Bring it home, Pop, barrier 20 at the moment for Luke Tarrant. Chauffeur's got 12 for Josh Parr. Falconic, Kobe Jennings, what an opportunity for him, Shani, in barrier 8.
A really good opportunity there for Kobe, obviously just coming out of his apprenticeship not too long ago, so it's great to see him stepping into the senior ranks and getting a great ride like this.
Saxon Rock, 15, Aristar at 11, Medinity, who won the Wild Magic Millions, has come up with a Plum Gate, barrier 1 for Mark Zara, Hayes, Hayes and Davity. Champa Lex, 17, Invincible Star for Timmy Clark, 16. Okay, we've got Tahootson there. That is the big talking point and a drifter in the market after that result in terms of the gate. Madame Star 13, one of the roughies. So from within, start number 2, Huey Bowman. After a big win at Canterbury on debut, Real Princess 10, Colossimo for Steve O'Day, and Aquas and Paul Hammersley. They had no luck there. Seller Girl of the main field there, barrier 6. And then you've got the emergencies, which have all drawn relatively inside gates. Otherwise, it's amazing how it pans out.
They have drawn nicely there, the emergencies, so I'm sure they'll be hoping to get a run, that's for sure. But look, Hootson, no matter what, she's coming from the outside. She's drawn the car park.
Yeah, it's going to be tough from there, but it has been done before. In terms of the three-year-olds, a Winning Rupert, that's ideal. The dominant favourite, unbeaten from 5 starts, Jeff Lloyd, Bjorn Baker, perfect draw. Barrier number 6 for him. Global Glamour.
Unfortunately, she's
the Jill Group 1 winner, Flight Stakes and 1,000 guineas. Has the services of Timmy Clark to offset that, but he'll need to be at the top of his game from out there over the 1,400 metres, and there are the others on screen as well. So but they were the main two talking points, but connections of Winning Rupert will be absolutely tickled pink. Plum draw, barrier number 6, ideal over the 1,400 metres there at the coast.
Look, it happens, but look, I'm sure the jockeys will pull masterful rides off and hopefully get those horses off the line, over the line rather.
Exactly right, there's plenty of bucks at stake, as we all know. Right, we're looking at heat number 9 here. They are at the start. We'll bring you a replay of the heats that we missed while that draw was being conducted, but this heat, 2-year-old Colts and Gelding Shani, they're at the gates. Choice Harvest having his first trial, son of Schwarzia.
He's well bred. He goes back to the family of French Breeds, a very good 2-year-old back in its day.
Eden Rocks look good at his two only trials. A son of Star Witness, all conquering Star Australian team Hawks, Alan Bell.
Mum was a half to star turn, so he's nicely bred. He led in both trials. He was nice to the line. Expect to see him trial well here.
Right, what about Marsupial then, who was sent at the trials once previously?
He wasn't overly tested in his very first trial. He's also from the family of Extravagant.
Okay, Oliphants for John O'Shea, a son of Animal Kingdoms who stands up there at Arrowfield.
He's out of a mare called Grasscock. She was a stakes place mare and this is her first foal.
Platinum Spirit has had the one trial under his belt, a grey chestnut gelding. Don't see that too often.
He began okay in his trial. He just couldn't muster any speed. He dropped out. So looking to see improvement from him.
Okay, what about Royal Casino then? Trained on the track.
He's trained by Adam Woodick, and I do believe that it's a bunch of first-time owners, so good luck to these guys. Their very first horse, and hopefully he can trial well for them.
Tell you what, Mum was a prolific winner. There she goes. She was good.
She won 12 races overall, so she went really well. She was group place. She was a stakes winner, so this is one of her foals.
Okay, San Marco then for the China Horse Club and the Snowdens.
Goes back to the family of Latin News, Maraudi and Sacred Choice, so a really nice family for this guy. He didn't show any speed in his first trial, but he made up good ground late.
Time to excel for John Thompson, a son of Acceleration.
He jumped on turns. He sat about third, was held together up the straight, but was beaten 12 lengths.
Travers has had two previous trials.
He sat outside the leader in his second trial, was under pressure from the turn and ridden out hard to the line. He's actually a half to exceedingly good, who was a Group 3 winner.
Okay, so that is a look at them in this upcoming heat number 9. Right about the link in, so the 2-year-old Olds all handling the occasion pretty well as things currently stand. Keen to see Eden Rock back at the trials. The only two that we've seen from him have been very, very good, to say the least. A few first-timers thrown into the mix, and we'll see what they can do. First ever day at Big School. All right, let's get to Luke as they get set.
Thanks, Gav, as you rejoin us.
Yeah, very interesting, wasn't it? The barrier draws there. Houtson has to come from the outside, winning Rupert. He's drawn the Plum Alley. He's drawn beautifully. The two favourites for the 2 and 3-year-old features. Looking forward to getting up there Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, the first time I've been able to get up there to the Magic Millions live. It's a great week, so I'm told. Nearly right here, the 2-year-olds for heat number 9 at Warwick Farm. Red light turned on. Off now. Pretty good line out, mustering speed near the inside. Travers is going to rail through and take up the running now. It's Travers going to the lead, up there with it in the early stages was Royal Casino. And two away in third place, time to excel, taking the trail now as they put on a bit of tempo. Back on the rails was Oliphants, the inside of Eden Rock, then Marsupial. San Marco next, further back was Platinum Spirit, and the last straightening choice, Harvest. Into the straight, Travers and Royal Casino the outside, not much between them, but now Royal Casino just puts the neck in front. As they reach the 150, Eden Rock working home with Marsupial. It's Royal Casino, Travers sticks on, charging late Marsupial. They draw to the line, and I reckon Marsupial might have even got up. It's in a photo with Royal Casino. Eden Rock finished well, and Travers back near the fence. Behind those was Oliphants, San Marco. Next o'clock in, time to excel with Choice Harvest and Platinum Spirit has been the last to go by. So a photo here, Royal Casino and Marsupial. Big finish from it. It's chimed in on the outside. It's come quickly late. They did run along at a good tempo in that trial, so at this early stage of their careers, not surprised to see some of them leaders just knock up a little bit over the latter stages. And as we look at a replay here, Marsupial lunging, and I'd say it'll get their last ride and win from Royal Casino, and maybe Eden Rock the outside third ahead of Travers. So there it is, guys, heat number 9, big finish from Marsupial, beautifully named as well, out of Koala Bear, not dissimilar to the drop bears we have back up where I come from in central Queensland.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, Luke. Wow.
Yeah. Street cry colt. Tell you one thing about this fella. Shani Marsupial. He was just out for a look around at his first go there at Rose Hill. Geez, made up a stack of ground there. He was clawing, cutting right into that margin. I think that the first-time connections with Royal Casino will be Tickle Pink. It's of course, it's a big guessing game. You never know what to expect when you're having your first day at the trials. Both Dad and Mum, as we know, could gallop, hit the front, and then it was gathered in late in the piece. Gee, the work on for Eden Rock in the Grand Army Scalacci and Primacy colours, those red and grey diagonal stripes. That has been exceptional.
They've made up a lot of ground, those two. It was good to see Eden Rock get back and settle off the speed today. In his previous trial, he actually led them up, and he was still good to the line, but they opted to ride him a little bit quieter today, and he showed that really nice turn of foot that you'd like to see in a two-year-old. So he's certainly an eye-catcher there. Marsupial, he gave just as much ground away as Eden Rock there, so they've really trialled quite impressively. Royal Casino, well, he showed a really good turn of footy, a really good abundance of speed out of the gates. They were running along at a solid tempo up there with Travers there. Travers knocked up, but to Royal Casino's credit, he really dug deep, and he was urged along slightly that last little bit, but he still wanted to do a few things wrong. He wanted to lay in and just green and very new to it, so they might have a little bit of fun with this horse.
Yeah, here's hoping, but Marsupial will get up in the last hop, showed that enormous amount of improvement. They did tinker, John O'Shea did, with the gear a little bit, getting to know him and what his tricks and his traits are, but nonetheless, both he and Eden Rock have hit the line very, very strongly. Off now. Pretty good line out, mustering speed near the inside. Travers is going to rail through and take up the running now. It's Travers going to the lead. Up there with it in the early stages was Royal Casino. And two away in third place, Time to Excel taking the trail now as they put on a bit of tempo. Back on the rails was Olifants, the inside of Eden Rock, then Marsupial. San Marco next, further back was Platinum Spirit. And the last straightening choice, Harvest. Into the straight, Travers and Royal Casino the outside, not much between them. But now Royal Casino just puts the neck in front. As they reach the 150, Eden Rock working home with Marsupial. It's Royal Casino. Travers sticks on, charging late Marsupial. They draw to the line, and I reckon Marsupial might have even got up. It's in a photo with Royal Casino. Eden Rock finished well, and Travers back near the fence. Behind those was Olifants, San Marco. Next o'clock in, Time to Excel with Choice Harvest and Platinum Spirit has been the last to go by.
Marsupial taking out Heat 9 in nice style there. A sort of street cry trained by John O'Shea. Royal Casino, he was good into second spot. A Casino Prince Colt for Adam Wanick. And Eden Rock, an eye catcher there. A Star Winners Colt from the Hawks team. 47-3, a long head by half a length.
Yeah, that was nice work by the first and third. In fact, 1-2-3 over the line. Just going back, tidying up for heat number six while that barrier draw or those draws at the coast were carried out. So the beautifully named Torval won heat six, Shani.
In a time of 48.8. So the time wasn't flash, but she still did a nice job there. State of play and Madelung Ombra was in 2/3 spot there.
Okay, that was followed obviously by heat number seven. This again was for the two-year-old fillies. And Broda Lay was there for Billy Prane. Manicure was having her first day at the trials for Godolphin, Shani.
Yeah, she's out of a really good mare in Trim. Trim won a research stakes and a BRC Red Roses, so nicely bred filly here.
And Monopoly then, DeLago Deluxe. Great to see his progeny getting to the trials and indeed to the races. Standing up there at New Haven out of Lady Ice. Nikki's Gold was there. And just take us through a couple of the ones that pedigree-wise you thought might be worth keeping an eye on.
Monopoly, very well bred by DeLago Deluxe out of a reduced choice mare. She goes back to the family of Snowland, Portillo, Gisoni and also Snippetson. So nice little pedigree there for Monopoly.
All right, so let's go back. This was run a short time ago at Warwick Farm, heat 7 for the two-year-old fillies.
This, given we got such a short price favourite in it, are there any others there at sort of odds you think might just have a flukish chance, so people think they might want to go wide?
Gates released, they're underway and showing pace out wide was Manicure. It's working forward, getting underneath it Sweet Bouquet in the early part, and Sweet Bouquet now runs to the lead from Manicure. Velicano is third, the rails being followed by Sun Valley, between horses Nicky's Gold. A length away behind those was Spanish Steps racing over on the outside.
Improving between runners, Monopoly back on the rails broad. Lee in the last one before the turn was Star Sensation in the lane, and Sweet Bouquet is running along at a good clip at the 300. It's three lengths in front of Manicure, Velocano back near the inside, then Sun Valley and Monopoly, but it's all Sweet Bouquet now coming to the 100. This is well clear in the run to the post, making up some good ground, Manicure into second, but Sweet Bouquet has it all parcelled up and comes down to win from Manicure. Velocano, I think, will just hang on for third ahead of Sun Valley. Star Sensation made up some ground, then Monopoly, Nicky's Gold, followed by Spanish Steps and Broadly last.
Nice trial there from Sweet Bouquet. She showed really good speed in her first trial, and she's done that again today. She's a daughter of a Dream Ahead for Gary Nixon. Manicure was nice into second spot, never let off the bridle there. Sydney Excel Philly out of the Good Mare Trim, and Velocano was into third spot, getting home nicely. And All American Philly trained by Mark Connors. 47-4, three lengths by two lengths were the margins.
Heat number eight featured Showtime, who was placed in a Kirkham when sent out a very short price favourite. Gee, talk about pedigree. This guy has got it in absolute bucket loads. John Massara, legendary broadcaster Alan Jones in the ownership, Jonathan Munns, and a stack of others, including the Ingham. So he was he's always had big raps on him, and we'll show you that trial of Showtime, particularly a couple of other beautifully bred colts in that. Toga picked her out of the Group 1 winner in Purple, went around in that heat as well. So we'll come to that very shortly. In the meantime, heat number 10, Drakenfels is out here. Honesty Prevails showed that any amount of talent early doors, a daughter of Redoute's Choice for Rick Worthington.
She's only had four starts. She's been a winner of one, and that was in the Widden back in January of 2016. She then finished fourth in the Riesling, fifth in the Golden Slipper, and we haven't seen her. Well, we saw her actually under race conditions back on the 3rd of September in the Furious. It was a heavy eight. She was beaten 12 lengths, so we haven't seen her since then.
Cascada for Chris Waller carries the Morgan family colours of Rangi Rangdu and Kermadec fame.
She went to Wyong for her very first start. That was back in May of 2016. She was beaten just under 10 lengths behind Infradu. She's had a break first trial back today.
Long Wan Feng then for Bjorn Baker is a seven-start veteran, a son of More Than Ready.
He's a consistent guy. He's had seven starts, two wins, three placings. His last race start was at Gosford back in the earlier part of October. He finished third in a benchmark 65 there. He had a little bit of a freshen up in between. He trialled on the 28th of December, finishing second behind Oxford Magic.
Now, as a two-year-old, Nikita's actually placed in a Magic Millions.
She did. She's had 11 starts, one win and three minor placings. Her last race start was in the Carbine Club down at Flemington on the 29th of October. She was beaten four lengths behind Coming Through, so she's been brought back to Sydney with a little bit of a let up in between.
What about O'Reilly Cyrus then, trained out on the track, a filly for Joe Pride.
Six starts, one win, two placings. Under race conditions, we last saw her in the Golden Rose back on the 10th of September. She was nine lengths behind Astern. She trialled at Wyong on the 28th of December, finishing fourth behind Positive Problems.
This girl can go. She's good. Ome Sword.
She's real good, isn't she? Five starts, two wins, two second placings. Two starts ago, she won the Silver Shadow. She beat Baccarella by 3.3. She then went to the Golden Rose, bumped into Astern, only beaten 2.3. That's no mean defeat, getting beat behind him there. So look, that was on the 10th of September. She's had a nice little break. Back to the trials for her. Really looking forward to seeing her back this prep.
On the spot, wasn't beaten far in a listed Heritage Stakes in September.
She went from winning a maiden at Hawkesbury to a class, running second in a class two. Then they threw her in the deep end. She's only beaten 1.3 behind Guard of Honour, so she really stepped up quite quickly. Sorry, he, not a she, stepped up quite quickly, and he trialled on the 30th of December, finishing fourth behind Spirit and Fire.
Now the Chris Waller pair next up, Suzanne, third in a Flight Stakes.
Goes good this filly. Two wins from eight starts, four minor placings. She finished second in that Maya Classic, in the Classic there at Moonee Valley, rather. She was beaten half a length behind Nurse Kitchen.
I've got some time for this colt too. Valadero for Denise Martin and Star Thoroughbreds was beaten 1.5 in a Spring Champion Stakes.
Well, prior to that, he was coming off that fantastic win in the Gloaming where he beat Honeywine by 0.2. And then after the Spring Champion Stakes. He went to Moonee Valley in the Vars down there, beaten two lengths behind Sacred Elixir. He's another horse that goes extremely well. This is quite a hot trial. Let's head to Luke, Heat 10.
Thanks, Shani. They've got the earmuffs on Ome Saw, but they told us they'll pull those off before she goes into the gates, and that's been done now. She was nice and relaxed on her way to the barrier. Lights are on here for heat number 10, featuring Ome Saw. And they're off now. She jumped away evenly, Ome Saw, dragged her back to second last in the early part, and Honesty Prevails broke quickly and sped out to the early lead from Cascada, Longwan, Feng, Valadero, improving between horses, Suzanne a bit wider out. Then on the spot, being followed by O'Reilly, Cyrus. Nikita's back on the rails, and Ome Saw is now last, about 10 from the lead. Past the 400, and Honesty Prevails shows the way around the turn. Longwan, Feng going for the rails run. Cascada next on the outside from Valadero. Ome Saw still back at the tail with Nikitas. At the 200 metres, it's Honesty Prevails the centre, Cascada the outside, and Longwan Feng pushed along, but Honesty Prevails is giving plenty and holding them safely at bay. Honesty Prevails, a good trial win, beat Cascada. Longwan Feng third in, followed by O'Reilly, Cyrus, Valadero. Then Suzanne on the spot, Ome Saw wide out, and Nikitas back toward the tail.
Barrier 9. The five emergencies are Pipeline.
So there she is, Honesty Prevails. Billy the Kid 1. She's a little beauty for Rick Worthington. Volpino handy filly.
And the fifth emergency, Spending to Win.
She's
3 years
of age. She's only won the one race, but we know she's quite handy. She was fifth in a Golden Slipper, beaten 2.9 behind Capitalist. And although she was well beaten in the Furious in September, she looks back on track based on that trial performance. What gear do you reckon, Gav? Second or third there, perhaps?
Yeah, I tell you what, Luke, you've nailed that with Honesty Prevails, who won a Widnet start number one, fourth in a Riesling, fifth in a Slipper beaten 2.9. And then all of a sudden, we didn't see her. They were tipped out. She was tipped out after that Golden Slipper run at only a third start. She tried a couple of times in August. Her run was on a heavy in the Furious, in which she failed, beaten 12.6. So she was beaten comprehensively there. Might have been put down to that heavy eight. The first time that she's struck a track of that nature, but another break, and she looks to be quite, as Luke mentioned, back on track there. Longwan Feng, who was leading them up, and then the Morgan horse in the Morgan colours has scattered to the outside. A tiny little filly that, and then they've really got the others. Joe Pride's horse was working home well. Quite sure what to make of Ome Sword. Was just out to have a look around this morning. Was not at any stage the Group 1 place getter put under any pressure. I think that you shouldn't be too disappointed with that if you're an Oh My Sword fan, because I think the next time she goes out to the trials, you'll see a different filly. She's been off the scene a while, and that was only her first trial out, just to keep her ticking over.
Yeah, look, certainly just a nice quiet trial for her. She was dragged straight out the back, never let off the bridle, never really asked to do anything. So expect to see her trial a little bit better. Just certainly don't be disappointed with her. Honesty Prevails. Look, you'd have to be happy with that. She's come back nice. I thought Cascada did a pretty good job, considering she's going around with some group horses here, so she's done okay. I mean, her first start wasn't impressive, but if she can take that trial form back to a race and placed in the right race, you'd think a maiden wouldn't be too far away from her. I thought O'Reilly Cyrus got home quite nicely too in Joe's orange and blue colours down the outside.
All right, Honesty Prevails for Rick Worthington looks to be back on track.
In other news, there's still no sign of the 39-year-old Boaty, who's missing off the Queensland coast.
Featuring Ome Saw.
The man has went overboard between
and they're off now.
Yesterday from a
she jumped away evenly, Ome Saw, dragged her back to second last in the early part, and Honesty Prevails broke quickly and sped out to the early lead from Cascada, Longwan, Feng, Valadero, improving between horses, Suzanne a bit wider out. Then on the spot, being followed by O'Reilly, Cyrus. Nikita's back on the rails, and Ome Saw is now last, about 10 from the lead. Past the 400, and Honesty Prevails shows the way around the turn. Longwan, Feng going for the rails run. Cascada next on the outside from Valadero. Ome Saw still back at the tail with Nikitas. At the 200 metres, it's Honesty Prevails the centre, Cascada the outside, and Longwan Feng pushed along, but Honesty Prevails is giving plenty and holding them safely at bay. Honesty Prevails, a good trial win, beat Cascada.